Ukrainian people are a little bit more talkative than Polish people.
I can say Piotr being humble here.
Polish market is a little bit destroyed by...
And it's not about promotion. It's about information, free information for all.
Piotr, you're doing everything pro bono as far as I'm aware.
Yes, because I decided to send my salary to charity.
I have an opportunity to introduce Mary and Tatiana from IMPM.
Hello. So if you wondered what was our little surprise that I have talked about earlier, it's the fact that we have two brilliant women joining us as guests. I'm talking about Mary and Tatiana from IMPM, who accepted our invitation to be on the podcast. And well, Mary, Tatiana, we're very glad you accepted, and we are very glad to have you here. And how are you two doing?
Thank you for having us. My name is Mary, and I'm CEO of IMPM. We are educational company, and we educate non-technical IT specialists, for example, project managers, product managers, sales managers, and so on. And originally we are from Ukraine, but now we have branch in Poland, and we started our company 6 years ago, and now we educate people in Ukraine, Middle East, and now in Poland.
Sure. Thank you for that. And Tatiana, if you could tell us a bit about yourself and how are you doing? And
Hi, I'm doing quite well. I have electricity, and it's a good news. I am country manager at our company, IMPM. I started as a study manager, became product manager, and now I'm responsible for Polish unit. And we are launching courses in Poland. We already had three of them, and we are planning to grow even more.
Wow. Okay. I'm interested, how did the story of IMPM begin? What was the founding story, Mary, if you could tell us? And then I also heard behind cameras that Tatiana, you got promoted from product manager to country manager. And how did that happen? So, how did the company start? What was the, was there a like, great idea, or was it like, hey, I'm going to start a company?
Oh, it's an interesting story because it's a family company. It's a company that we created with my husband. He's a founder, and I'm co-founder and actually CEO now. So we were working in IT sphere by ourselves. He was a project officer and I was a product manager. And we had issues with communicating with developer team, and we understood that non-technical IT specialists, they also need to speak in development language, but they do not write code by themselves. Mm-hmm. So they should understand IT process in other way. And my husband already had a project management course that he provided for students. And we decided to create another course called Tech Mind. It's one of our best courses now that teach people how to speak with developers. And it's about project development life cycle, but not about writing code. And it became really popular, and so we understood that it's our product market fit. And we started spreading in Ukraine and then in other countries. Now we educate even government because we realized, yes, that even in not IT companies, people need to speak with development team, and tech people are everywhere, and it's a big problem, for example, in banks to create great development process. And it's not only about developers, good developers, it's about non-tech people and how do they understand what's going on. Now we are 6 years old, almost 6 years old, and we have 30 courses in Ukraine and Middle Asia. And last year we decided to spread to Europe and open a branch in Poland. And now we are opening our next branch in Romania.
Interesting. When did you find Tatiana along the path? Or maybe Tatiana found you?
Okay, I can say that I found AMPM like last year. It's in the end of summer or like in the middle of summer. So I'm working here for 1.5 years.
It's it's not the last year, it's previous year because
Yes. I didn't mean that like it was last year, but previous before that. Like it was Corona time when everyone was with his mask. Everyone was searching for a job remotely. And I found IMPM. Before I was working as a project coordinator, so it's essential that I was looking for managing job. I was a study manager in the beginning, so I was managing courses that were already conducting courses. Then we started producing new one, and I was helping in product team. And now, like thanks to Mary and a few other team members, like I'm growing and I'm becoming a country manager. Hopefully, very successful one.
Sure. Well, so far, so good, yeah?
Yeah, I really like it.
So you see, so far, so good. And then after you joined, chronologically, then Piotr started helping you. And or actually, what's the story? How did Piotr come into play?
I got contact from somebody from IMPM that they need some help, some discussion about project management fields. And I started contacting with them and started talking and hearing what they need, what kind of help I can offer to friends from Ukraine. And it was quite natural for me.
I can say Piotr being humble here. It's more than that. Piotr is our lecturer. He conducts one lecture on one of our courses. And beside that, he helps us with proofreading because we conduct courses, but we also write articles. And he is helping us a lot with that. So thank you, Piotr.
Okay. So
thank you.
So you're not only... Okay, that's quite... honorable.
I try
and
to be multifunctional.
All right.
Help deliver. No, Polish market is specific. It's a little bit different than Eastern markets. I saw that they really need helps.
It's interesting. How would you say that the Polish market and the Ukrainian market, let's take these two, how would you say that they are different?
Let me start that, for example, Ukrainian people are a little bit more talkative than Polish people. If we are talking about the phone calls, because in Ukraine, we can easily understand what our client wants, because he will explain us this topic on the phone when we are asking. However, with Polish people, it it's a little bit more difficult because the Polish people don't like to speak on phone a lot, and they like to listen the offer, to hear the offer, and then to make a decision. Sometimes we just need to talk to them to understand their needs better, because we don't like just to sell. We like to help, and to help you need some information. And sometimes that's tricky to gather this information.
It is funny things because, and so I try to explain it at the beginning of our cooperation, because Polish market is a little bit destroyed by cold calling. So people don't like calls from insurers, from banks, from many offers. So they sometimes just say, okay, thank you for your call, and I don't want to talk anymore. Or sometimes just listen to you, but no back with agreement or kind of accept.
Yeah, Piotr, what you're saying is so very true, because we get calls about photovoltaic panels. The standard pitch is, would you like to install photovoltaic panels? And it's robocalls, I believe. I believe we reached the point of robocalls. So,
but I think it's a trend for these days, but before it was by finances companies and investments, and we don't like such talks.
Mary Tatiana, would you say that people in Ukraine talk more over the phone because they don't get telemarketers, or maybe it's just a cultural thing, that it's a cultural thing to talk a lot on the phone and be open on the phone more than we would see here?
I can say it a little bit of both. First of all, it's our culture thing, we talk a lot. It's not like Americans, like when you ask them how are you, they say yes, okay. Like Ukrainians will start telling you how they feel and what's going on in their life. So they are much more talkative.
I still don't know how did Piotr end up helping you? Was it that he just found you and emailed you, hey, I want to help, or?
I was founded on LinkedIn, and our conversation started on LinkedIn. So,
I see. That's also another difference, right? People in Ukraine don't use LinkedIn that much.
Well, we do. However, we don't answer in LinkedIn. We just create the page and just leave it. So there are a lot of Ukrainians at LinkedIn, and a lot of IT specialists. Every IT specialist have LinkedIn page, but we don't really install LinkedIn on our mobile phones or something like this, and we don't talk in LinkedIn. We use Telegram or Facebook Messenger or other messengers.
Right.
Even for work.
Right. Yes, that's also another difference. People in Poland hardly ever use Telegram. I know I use it. I like it, but it's very rare. LinkedIn aside, speaking about the internet, how would I find info about your courses? If I opened my browser right now, how would I sign up?
You will find it on our website, impm.club. You also can find us on social media. We have Facebook page, we have Instagram page, we also have our Polish blog. And maybe I have lost something, so Tatiana, please add something.
Like, this is everything we use. You can find us also on YouTube, and we are quite, like, we started there and we're gaining subscribers because we have free webinars. And this is another way how Piotr helps us. He conducts free webinars for us. And there are maybe not that much views now, but we are planning to grow it. And Piotr's webinars are very successful. at least like we have for 1,000 views. Yeah, YouTube works for us too.
1,000 views live, Tatiana meant,
yeah.
Because, yeah, it's our, I think, a special thing. We have webinars and we have live webinars, and it's not about promotion. It's about information, free information for all people that are going to know more about, for example, project management. They can ask any question on webinar and we will answer and we will provide information and we will provide, for example, templates. We really like to share some knowledge for free. Because we don't only sell courses, we'd like to educate people and we'd like to share knowledge, especially about tech stuff for not tech people, because we think it's crucial to understand each other in IT development, and it's crucial for managers to be in the theme, to understand developers. In this situation, they will be successful and it will be easier to communicate. That's why we're sharing a lot of information for free.
Mm-hmm. Right, because just as Piotr said, IT projects are about first and foremost communication. Is that so? Would you, Mary and Tatiana, would you agree?
Sure. All non-tech work is about communication, and for projects to be successful, you need to communicate a lot, because without this communication, business needs and business requirements can't be provided by tech, because people should understand each other at first and then produce something.
Right. Yeah. So that's right on the spot. To end on another note, Piotr, you're doing everything pro bono, as far as I'm aware.
Yes, because I decided to send my salary to charity in Ukraine, because I think that there are people who really need every kind of support, and I think that everyone should do such things.
Yes, that's also true. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
thank you, Piotr. Like, we appreciate what Piotr does for us. It's a lot of help, and we can be nothing but thankful for it.
As I heard, you do it quite often. But honestly, Piotr, this is quite nice. I mean, it's not even quite nice. It's awesome. Of you, it's very nice of you to do that. So I can only try to understand how really helpful you are. So
I think that everyone in a worse situation than we should get support. So we live in quite safe places, and only if we have enough power and enough time, you should support others in any field.
Yeah, that is true. Speaking of the situation in Ukraine, Mary connected to us from Romania.
Yeah.
While Tatiana connected to us from Ukraine. Where from, more exactly?
Zakarpatska Oblast. I'm from Zakarpatska Oblast. This is the safest part in Ukraine right now. I believe it was bombed only once. It's very safe, I can say, like, comparing to others. So I can work here, I would say, comfortably, even though there are such bad things happening on the eastern part of Ukraine.
Yes, it is very much unprecedented what is happening in Ukraine right now. Ukraine, Russia being in violation of all international agreements, any sort of international law was broken by Russia. And I would like to hold a minute of silence for all victims of the Russian aggression in Ukraine. If you could have a moment of silence right now. And obviously this moment of silence is the least we can do. So Tatiana, you say that working is a bit tricky because you need to see the schedule when the power is going to be on and when is it going to be off, because it's not, because you've said that you have how many hours of electricity?
Sometimes there are like 15 hours of no electricity a day. Like it's usually right. Like almost every day, but it depends. Sometimes it's 12, sometimes it's 13, sometimes it's 15.
Right, but it's not like you have a full block of electricity and then it's dark, but it's like 2 hours of electricity, 5 hours of no.
We have two type of schedules. And one is like if everything is okay. So if everything is good, like there is like 5 hours of no electricity, 2 hours of electricity, and then 5 hours again of no electricity, then like 1 or 2 hours of electricity, and then again like 3 or 5 hours of no electricity. Mm-hmm. This is usual one, but now like weather is getting worse, like it's colder. So people need more heating. That's why like these 5 hours yesterday became 8 hours. So there was like no electricity for 8 hours in a row. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you, like,
so,
mm-hmm. You could use it. It's not that hard right now. Maybe in the beginning, it was a bit sad, hard, but it taught us, self-management so much better than any book I read.
Yeah. I mean, that's the positive, I suppose. But how do you handle, I've heard that you handled, you're prepared for when the no electricity block of time hits. How are you prepared? How have you managed? Okay.
I can talk about myself. I have battery that helps me to work like 6 hours straight if there is no electricity. It can handle Wi-Fi and computer. That's it. But this is enough for me to work. And I can tell you how our team work, like Ukrainian at least unit, not Polish one, but Ukrainian one, works in Ukraine too. So like they are doing either something similar or they work from cafes. Like this is, it was my previous experience before I got this battery. I would go to cafe in the city nearby and I would be going to, from one cafe to another if they had generators. Or like they are working from co-workings. It's also like good option. And
right.
Thanks to AMPM, like they are reimbursing money for this part. Like if you spend something in co-workings.
Mm-hmm.
So at least it feels nice to know about it.
So yeah, nothing is going to break the Ukrainian spirit.
Yeah.
Is it?
It was a process because at the beginning, when the electricity problems had begun, we conducted a research because we are fully remote team. We hire people from different countries, but in Ukraine, from all Ukraine. And because we are so spread, we conducted a research in every city and every town. Which places have batteries, which places have mm-hmm. Wi-Fi, and we bought generators or other stuff for people who can't find a correct place in their city. And it mm-hmm. was quite a task because different cities have different electricity problems and different rescue decisions. So 1 month, it took 1 month, but now we work almost stable because we mm-hmm. are even prepared for a total blackout. And we can work even if there is no electricity at all.
Okay. That's resilience right there. That's also quite impressive. All right. So then, where are the members of your team in Ukraine?
Most of them are in Odessa. A lot of people are mm-hmm. in Odessa because we are from Odessa. I'm from Odessa, exactly. And our first team was created in Odessa. And there are a lot of people in Kyiv. There are a lot of people in Zakarpattia and in Dnieper. So, yeah, they're really spread all over Ukraine. And we have some small towns where there are a lot of Ukrainian people that work in our team. So if I will start naming you all the towns and cities, it will take some time. Even now, because people are changed their locations to find a more safer place.
Right.
To find safer place.
Right. As safe as it can get, at least.
We help with relocation mm-hmm. also, but it's a home for people, and it's not only about work, and it's hard
right.
to lose your relatives that don't want to change locations. For example, elders, because mm-hmm. even my elders stayed in Ukraine, and mm-hmm. it was a problem. However, I had to move because of the work, because the team needs me every time, and it was the better decision. But it's our mm-hmm. home, so it's a problem.
Yeah, I can only imagine, because I haven't been in the same situation, but I can only imagine how it must feel like. Mary Tatiana, thanks a lot for being on this recording, for joining us, for talking to us. It's been lovely to meet you. I wish you all the best. I wish you a resounding success in Poland. Best of luck.
Thank you a lot. Thank you for having us. And it was really interesting to talk with you and talk about Piotr. Thank you, Piotr.
Thank you.
Say thank you for having us here, and thank you, Piotr, for helping us. It's really nice to have such neighbors as Polish people, and as Poland as a country. Like, you're helping us a lot with this situation.
Yeah, we can. Sorry.
At the beginning of our cooperation, I thought that they were not prepared for such. Approach from our side.
What do you mean?
What I mean? I mean that they were very surprised.
Because that we want to help.
Because no, not only. Because I think that many people from Poland try to help INPM. I'm not only one. And I believe that others behave similar to me. And support them. I don't know others, but as I heard, as I read, there are project managers and other specialists with other IT companies, and they are very engaged in helping and supporting INPM.
We were really surprised, and we were also surprised that you were interested at the beginning when we were not adapted and we just have shown our products, for example, TechMind, and Polish people showed a lot of interest, and we were surprised that it fits. Also, and so that you are so kind and that you are so helpful. So, we were surprised.
Again, thank you. Thank you for being here. And this is the end of our, I believe it's going to be the longest episode or four. But yeah,
thank you
it's the end.